With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Whoa. What's Minion saying here? Jones is out of UFC 200? What the
no,
heck?
No.
That's book. We got to check this out. I'm going to.
No way. I didn't see one single update. And if he's messing with us, man. He's messing with us.
Minion's thrown out of the chat room if he's messing with us.
Well, you know what? The reason this is the second time this has happened to me in the last 48 hours. Your face lit up.
No. UFC 200, John Jones pulled from main event due to potential anti-doping violation.
No. Who are you seeing that on?
This is CBSSports.com, dude. John Jones is the latest UFC main event started. Oh, my God. Dana White must be so freaking pissed.
Should I put on, like, a blank screen right now and say...
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Yeah, right. Right while we're doing our breakdown of it.
He's been pulled from the card.
Oh, man. This is not cool. No way right now. This isn't real right now.
I'm speechless. If Jones's failed drug test were to stand, UFC President Dana White, who spoke with the media on Wednesday night, said Jones could face up to a 2-year ban.
You want to hear something funny? Last night, someone pretended to be Ariel Helwani and said the same thing to me, and everyone went nuts. And we found out it was fake, and I was like, if that really happened, I would lose my mind. And this is legit? Sean in the chat room is saying it's legit.
Hold on, let me do another search.
Just
I mean,
double
I
check.
Search,
Sean's saying check MMA fighting. Guys, I really hope this isn't happening.
I got it on ESPN.com here. John Jones removed from UFC 200 for possible doping violation.
Get out of town.
Holy.
So now what? Now what? Now what do we do? Put Brock as the headline? What do we do? Someone call McGregor.
Someone call Anthony Johnson.
Oh, he's ready for it too, dude. He said he was preparing for this. He was...
DC.
He's on the sidelines waiting for something like this to happen. Could you imagine?
They'll get somebody. They're not going to leave DC hanging.
All right. Well, what do you guys think in the chat room? What could have happened? What could be the violation? Drugs? I doubt it. I hope not. Not after the little nice speech I just gave about his clear mind.
Okay. So if he was off the coke, then do you think it's steroids?
He's been doing that powerlifting. But I don't think so. I think that they've been on top of his drug tests. He's on probation. Like, what? Well, he should be on lockdown from everyone in his family, everyone in his life. He should be on lockdown.
I don't know.
Well, I'm happy that we're filming our reaction to it. Wow.
Okay.
Let's show everyone the chat room and how we discovered this. First off, we were just in the middle of breaking down this fight, and then what happened, Ted? You saw the text in the chat room?
Minion, our buddy Minion.
I saw your face light up, man. That I was like, oh, what?
Minion with the hookup and delivered the bad news.
Then I
got on my phone because I've got you on one side of my screen, and then I've got the chat room on the other side.
I got breaking news. Brock Lesnar and Mark Hunt are now the new headline for UFC 200.
Oh, what are they? So wait,
SureDog.com. Thank you.
So they're just gonna take DC off entirely.
It looks like it, man.
Well, because I mean, you could still give him a title defense, and that would still be the main. Whatever. Okay.
Dana White announces Brock Lesnar, Mark Hunt, new main event. Jones might get 2-year suspension.
Wow.
Imagine that, man. Dude, this isn't happening. This is the worst thing that could happen.
Absolute worst. I mean,
good thing our stream went on, man. Good thing we kept going on this stream and catch this.
I mean, what I can say is, you know, after everything that John Jones has been through, we thought we, you know, he turned a corner. And, you know, look, I mean, there's still a chance that, you know, maybe there was a tainted sample or something. You know what I mean? They'll retest or whatever. So mistakes are possible. But assuming that this, in fact, is true, you know, yeah, either it's something that he, either it's an illegal, it's you know, a cocaine or some other type of drug. It's either a recreational drug, or it's another banned substance like steroids. So if it's a recreational drug, you know, we thought he had been through all this, but we know just from reading everything, you know, that it's when you're an addict. If in fact he is an addict, and he swore up and down he was never an addict.
Yeah.
But if you are, it's so tough to get off of that stuff.
Well, he's been on probation. That's what I'm not getting here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a, you know, when you weigh it out, it's such a big risk.
Oh, man. I really can't believe this right now. I can't believe this is happening. Now Brock Lesnar, Mark Hunt is the new headline of the. This is literally the worst thing that could happen, man.
I mean, you, so a couple of questions. What happens to DC? Do they get him a new opponent, or do they just pull him from this entirely?
He's been pulled.
He's been pulled, that's for sure?
He's been pulled. Brock Lesnar and Mark Hunt is now the new main event.
Okay, I get that, but DC in particular has not been addressed, though. What to do with him? I mean, are we to assume that he's been pulled?
Well, what have they done in the past in this kind of a situation?
I mean, it's such short notice. Maybe you would have to pull the guy.
Dude, a 2-year suspension? I'm about to freak out, man. This is the worst thing that can happen, not to any fighter, but to John Bones, especially with his background. You know, and for people who are in the chat room, Ted, who don't know the history of John Bones, do you want to review this really quick for everyone to catch everyone up on what's happened in the past with John Bones and until now?
I mean, we had I guess it started with a DUI.
Okay. Yep.
He had a DUI. It was a crash. I'm trying to think of the next thing that happened. I mean, what was it?
Well, he hit the pregnant lady, and then he failed the drug test for cocaine the following time. And then again, he was pulled over for speeding in Albuquerque, New Mexico recently, racing.
Well, there were two different. He got pulled over. He's been pulled over twice this year.
Yep.
One was I think for speeding, and then another time was for when he kind of just chirped his tires, and that's when he got into the argument with the cop, and it was all on tape. So there were two different occasions that he was pulled over this year. But yeah, prior to that was the cocaine. And that was when they stripped him of the title, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. That's right. Going back before that, there was the crash in which he struck the pregnant woman, and it was a hit and run because he
booked it.
He left the scene, then he actually came back to his car, grabbed a few things out of the car, ran away again.
Oh, if he gets suspended for 2 years, and I was just saying that he's in his prime and praising him, I feel like an idiot now. And that's what happens time and time again.
Eddie, I mean, how could we have seen this? This was totally out of left field.
I wish we could see a camera of DC right now. I really do.
Well, he's... Okay, if there was a camera on DC...
What would we see?
We would see one half of his face smirking because he called it. He probably felt that John Jones never really got over the whole drug thing. And on the other side of DC's face is a frown because now he's out of the biggest fight of his career.
Of his career, definitely.
The biggest event of his career, this historic card known as UFC 200. So I'm sure he's got mixed emotions.
Wow. Well, I'm sure Brock Lesnar's definitely happy.
He probably feels bad for DC, but, you know, he's probably happy to be in the main
event.
I'm
telling you, man, those MMA gods are not nice to Dana White. They're really not. So now, quick question, Ted. Is this going to affect the numbers and pay-per-view buys?
That's another very good question. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I guess I'm leaning towards no, because Brock is just such a big draw.
Dude, I'm so stressed out right now.
I mean, John Jones and DC is a draw, but I think Brock was going to be an even bigger one.
You want to see something funny really quick?
Yeah.
We're going to get Angie Jabs' reaction because she hasn't found out yet. So I'm going to go get her really quick and sit her down and tell her.
Let me ask you this to set this up. Is she a big John Jones fan like you are?
Well, I've been trying to convince her that John Bones is, you know, a good guy, and she doesn't know how to feel about him. So
okay,
I'm gonna
go
grab her really quick. Don't say anything about it. Just talk about just keep everyone entertained for literally 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds.
This is gonna be funny.
Oh God. Okay. So yeah, we don't know what the reaction from Angie is going to be, but. Yeah, there was a question on here. I don't know why I'm talking in such a low voice. Do we have to be quiet? I really don't know. But will it be five rounds? That's a good question. Will Lesnar versus Hunt be five rounds? I'm still talking low. I don't know why. Are we watching golf? Yes, he's about to putt on the green, and. There's a kraken in the water.
All right, I got her. I'm getting yelled at, but I got her. I woke her up out of her sleep.
Did you wake? You woke her up?
Here, come sit down. Video. I'm getting yelled at. Here, hold on. Well, I want to tell you something that just happened. Breaking news while we were live streaming. And I think this is going to be pretty funny.
Hey. Hi, Angie.
She don't want to be bothered.
Ah. Oh, well. It was a good thought, Eddie.
Could have been fun. All right, whatever. She'll never know. She'll find out tomorrow. But anyway.
Oh, my God. No, dude, I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked.
I am too.
I gave John Jones the benefit of the doubt.
I cannot believe this.
I gave him the benefit of the doubt. You know, he said he was clean. I believed him.
Yep.
And maybe he is. Maybe, like we were saying, maybe this is a different type of banned substance. I don't know.
Maybe it's kangaroo meat.
Well, so I was going to say, what excuse are we going to get? Are we going to get the Frank Mir excuse? Are we going to get the Anderson Silva excuse?
This is just so weird because you would think that he would be on his best behavior right now. You would think that there's an eagle eye on him. You would think that everyone in his family should be by his side supporting him, making him sure that he does the right thing.
I know, but I mean, he's an adult and you can only do so much of that. You know, he's a grown-ass man. There's only so much supervision.
This is a shame, man.
You know what I mean?
This is the biggest event in UFC history, allegedly, and the biggest headline out of, what, 74 fighters or something crazy like that? The one guy that everyone really wanted to see out of all those guys is Brock Lesnar and John Bones.
Yeah, I mean, this ranks up there with, you remember what happened with UFC 151? The you know, that whole mess. This is, far bigger than that. I mean, but at least, I mean, John Jones pulling out of that led to the demise of that entire card. UFC 200 thankfully rolls on.
Chris Weidman just tweets, sad news coming from Vegas for UFC 200. Let's hope he can make some changes. Hashtag champions. That's sad, man. This is sad. Very sad. This sets a whole new tone on UFC 200 now. It really does.
Yeah, it does. It does kind of cast a little bit of a
gloom.
There's a pall over this. It's like a dark cloud.
Crazy, man. This is crazy.
There's a dark cloud over it now.
Well, the question is this gonna affect the pay-per-view buys?
Yeah, back to that. I'm kind of leaning towards. No, I'm kind of leaning towards no, because Brock is such a big draw, number one. And so now they're going to, everything they're going to do now, they're going to quickly change up the promos and stuff like that. And everything's going to be Brock, 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 Brock. And he's, you know, they're going to just try as best they can to pull in as many people. Maybe they'll increase their, you know, maybe they'll throw some ads on WWE or try to pull in as many pro wrestling fans as they can. And then it's just the whole extravaganza of UFC 200. Just the whole.
Here's my issue with this now, though. I'm not happy with Brock Lesnar and Mark Hunt as the main event. I want something.
I mean, because it's not for a title.
I think that's why. Well, that too, and it's not circusy, but it's just perfect as a co-main event, I should say.
It worked. No, you know what, Eddie? You know what? This was just too good to be true, man. This was just
something that, and for this to happen the week of.
It's MMA. It's MMA, and so shit always happens like this.
And there's a lesson to be learned here.
We've, you know what I mean? As fans, we've come to expect the unexpected, but even this shocked us. But you're looking at this card here. I've got my paper, and it was just too perfect. DC versus John Jones, Brock Lesnar versus Mark Hunt as co-main event, Misha Tate, Nunes, Aldo, Edgar, Velasquez, Brown. I mean, and then on down the line, the next seven fights, it was just too good, too perfect. I guess I don't know.
I can't believe this happened on top of our live stream as well.
Yeah, that's
Pat is saying John Jones should just retire. And I just want to give a shout out really quick to Pat, who's in the chat room. A little fun fact about Pat. He's the 8-time UFC Pick'em champ. That means he's won the UFC Pick'em belt with his predictions 8 Woo! Times. So Pure Evil MMA has been talking with him back and forth. He's part of the Pure Evil MMA army, Ted. And you're
an army, Eddie. I don't have an army. I want an army.
You're part of the chat room as well, and
I am.
You know, so you're part of the Pure Evil MMA army. So
I'm part of your
you
army.
Have one hell of an army, Ted. You have about 2,000, almost 3,000 subscribers on your YouTube channel.
If I could get all those people to watch my videos all at one time, I would be happy. But you know, I'd also like a golden toilet seat, but you know.
So shout out to Pat. Definitely check him out on Twitter and listen to his predictions for this, because he's usually right on point. I'm always going by him, and I've been talking with him about lately about maybe doing a 5-minute segment with him on Pure Evil MMA, because he does this little thing called hashtag Ask Pat, where you can ask him anything you want about MMA and he'll answer it for you. So definitely find him on Twitter. I'll give you his name in 2 seconds.
Is it Pat Back?
It's at PMC_MMA. Capital PMC_MMA. Patrick Chapman, yeah. He's the 8-time UFC Pick'em champ. Well, however, you know, this is crazy, man. I still cannot believe that this is happening. I really can't.
Here's the thing. How old is John Jones? Is he 28 or 29?
I think he's 28. 29.
I mean, even if he took the 2-year suspension, he could still be in his prime.
Well, yeah, but it's just a shame because he just came back. We saw him in the OSP fight, which was like a warm-up and a teaser. And now we have to wait 2 more years to see alleged greatest of all time. Yeah, he's 28.
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminds me in a way of Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor, the great linebacker from the New York Giants. The guy was absolutely amazing, but you know, the kind of the asterisk in his career was the cocaine. And I'm not saying it's cocaine for John Jones this time, but Lawrence Taylor had drug issues, and that was kind of the asterisk on his career. You know, but I mean, a phenomenal player on the field, just totally totally redid, I don't know what the verb is here, but redefined, there we go, he redefined the pass rusher, that position. But you know, everybody, when they think of Lawrence Taylor, they think excellent, amazing pass rusher, drug addict.
Oh, God.
So I don't know. I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. There's just too many questions out here, you know, as far as, like, what exactly this was. That's usually – we find that out later, you know, exactly what the banned substance was.
You know, if I'm looking at this card, though, honestly, I wish they would have just put Jose Aldo, Frankie Edgar at the top. Even though that's not a belt, it's still at least an interim belt, and it's still the two biggest names in the featherweight division that is a lead-up to one of the biggest fights in MMA right now.
Yeah, I know. But I get what you're saying. But they just say they're looking at Brock Lesnar as Hunt and Hunt as the co-main. Well, then the co-main should, you know, it's like when the president can't serve, well, then the vice president steps in the role.
So now is Misha going to be the co-main, I'm guessing, right?
I guess it would be then.
Well, because originally, I know it was not official, but originally Jose Aldo and Frankie were supposed to be the co-main event.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, because I mean, Misha Tate versus Nunes is actually for the title. You know, the undisputed.
We'll answer your second a second, Minion.
Whereas Aldo versus Edgar is for the interim title. What's that?
Minion has a quick question for us.
Yeah.
Will DC ever get the respect as a champion now if he never faces Jones again? That's a great question.
That is a very good question.
Let's get your reaction. Angie said she already found out.
Did she?
What do you think about it? Will you sit down for 1 second? She thinks that he's an idiot.
Yeah, who was it? Sean's,
about it for a second.
Sean's wife said dumbass. Did you see that? Did you see that one?
We don't know yet.
Sean.
Yeah, they will.
Ready.
What are you saying, Ted?
You see, Sean wrote, I just told my sleeping wife, and she said, quote, dumbass.
That's exactly what Angie just said. That's funny. Did you get yelled at too, Sean? Because I got yelled at and woke her up, but now she's doing her snooky thing and eating pickles and drinking pickle juice.
Uh-oh.
Watch out for that good morning kiss. All right, so the question was, will DC ever get the respect as a champion now if he never faces John Bones? My answer for this is, he really never got the respect I think that he deserves. He's only lost to one person, and that is John Bones. So, again, for that weight division, John Bones is considered, you know, the greatest of all time. And DC, now he was talking about retirement, and now to fight Bones again, he has to wait maybe 2 more years. That's not going to happen, if you ask me, if that's what's going to go down. So I think that's a great question, Minion. What's your take on it, Ted?
I don't see DC waiting another 2 years for John Jones. He's not gonna let John Jones dictate to him, you know, how he lives his life or whatever. But I don't think DC will ever get the respect as champion because of this, because he hasn't faced John Jones. So in a sense, John Jones is kind of controlling DC's life or his legacy.
Well, the argument is that they have fought before and that Bones did win.
Right.
You know, so DC's not going to be able to – that's going to haunt him. This is going to haunt DC, if anyone.
Yeah,
if anyone.
I think the best DC can do is to regroup and fight somebody else, fight AJ, and I don't know.
John Jones never was the GOAT, Pat says. How could you say that?
Well, I mean, let's just wait and see what this is all about. I mean, let's see if it's coke or
he might not be the greatest of all time, but I think he's definitely the greatest of this time right now in MMA, or at least a couple years ago. I think John Bones is definitely one of the sharpest fighters that we've ever seen, one of the most exciting fighters that we ever seen, and we all expected more from him, and he was still always impressive. We always thought he could do more.
I just want to see what this drug is, what this banned substance is. If it's steroids,
well here's the reason why it could be steroids. The power lifting. We saw how big he got when he was doing that power lifting, Ted.
Right. But if it's steroids, if it's PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. I've got a problem because, you know, it's my thought that everybody should be on a level playing field.
I agree.
And so if it's steroids, then the question is, well, how long has he been doing them? Is this just...
That's a great point.
People say if it's the first time you've been caught, it's not the first time that you've done them. You've been doing them for some time now, and this is just the first time that you've been caught. You know, because there's cycling. You can cycle on and cycle off the drugs. There's other drugs you can take to mask the fact that you've done steroids. So... if in fact it's steroids, I'm going to have a real big problem calling him the greatest, even in the light heavyweight division.
And I think a lot of people will agree with you on that.
I'm just hesitating because we don't know what it is. It's like you're looking to bring in another sport. You know, you look at guys like Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, guys that were breaking the home run records, and Barry Bonds, they all have asterisks next to their names because they all did PEDs. And will that be John Jones's legacy? It's kind of too early to tell. We're kind of speculating. We're looking off into the future here. I think the next thing we need to know is what was it that they found in the sample? And then we go from there.
Ted, I know that you might be concerned about time, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to split this into two videos afterwards of our show and then our reaction to John Bones being pulled.
Right when we spotted Minion, that's when that other video should start, if you ask, you know, my opinion, Eddie.
Yeah, I'll spend tonight like I always do. Like I'm told you guys, I'm so dedicated to all of this. This is where I get my kicks. So I literally dream about MMA, and like I have dreams of fight. Like it's weird. It's so weird, dude. It's the only thing on my mind all the time. And I get like so irritable about like stupid things that people talk about sometimes because I have so much on my mind about the UFC.
Sorry for Angie. she's a saint.
No, me, you know what? Me and her have so many good conversations about UFC. And I should record it sometime. She's been on the show before, and she brings up some pretty good points all the time, and she catches me sometimes too, or makes me change my thought. So, you know, I'll bring her on definitely sometime.
She's good to have around.
But dude, I had to keep my distance today because all she was talking about was that Conor McGregor photo, that naked Conor McGregor photo.
Man,
all day long, I had to hear, look at that ass.
Oh, God. Come on.
Yeah, it was driving me nuts.
Man, I got to come down from this, man. I don't know if I'm going to sleep tonight.
So, all right, listen, let's just refresh everyone since I'm going to be splitting this up into two videos, Ted. Let's just refresh everyone really quick on our Brock Lesnar pick and what we think is going to happen, because now that is the new main event. So let's end this video with that.
I picked Brock Lesnar. Oh my God. I picked Mark Hunt.
Yeah, you picked Mark Hunt.
I am so screwed up. I almost changed my pick right about now for no reason other than my mind is scrambled. No, I picked Mark Hunt by knockout.
Link for John Bones Jones doping violation press conference with Dana White below to check out after the show finishes.
Yeah, let's cut this so we can all check that out. And
definitely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching Evil Intoxicated Episode 3. It's been one hell of a crazy night. We had so much fun. To review what you guys might have missed if you tuned in late, we did the Dana White quote game. We gave it everyone a rundown on Fight Week and quick news updates. So definitely check that out. We had a great night, great conversations, and a lot happened. UFC 200 has been flipped upside down. I'm Evil Eddie from Pure Evil MMA. You guys can find me on Twitter at Evil_Echo. That's EVIL_ECCO. And also, guys, my podcast is on iTunes and Podbean. So check that out. The new episode just went up tonight, right before we started the show. Check that out. I give everyone a complete rundown on Fight Week as well, an inside look of the news this week and all the top news in MMA. I do that weekly, so check that out. Just type in Pro Wrestling Authority on iTunes, and you will find that. And up above me right now is Ted Check. Ted, where can everybody find you, man?
You can find me on YouTube, TEDCZECH. I do as many videos as I can each week, trying to keep you up to date on all the news. Give you my insight for what it's worth. Little videos, tiny videos, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, just real quick hits to keep you updated. And I welcome all comments, concerns, questions that you have for me. Haters are welcome as well. Doesn't matter to me. It's all good. It's all part of the fun. And I'm on Twitter, sort of. I mean, I'm there, but I got to get on there more, like Eddie does, for sure. And I'm on Facebook, too.
All right. So thank you guys so much for listening. We had an amazing night. I hope you guys all enjoy your fight week. Ted, I will talk to you tonight or tomorrow. This is absolutely crazy. And, this changes a lot. This really does. This is the biggest event. And we watch it unravel right here on this show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and asking, playing along with us. It has been a fun time. Bring your friends next time. We do this every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Have a great night. I'm Evil Eddie from Pure Evil MMA, ProWrestlingAuthority.com. That's Ted, and we're out. Have a great night.
Thank you, everybody.